Live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
It's 5 o'clock. This is the evening news on Highland Radio with Donal Kavanagh. In this bulletin, there are calls for a victims commissioner to support people affected by the troubles in the Republic. What's been described as an organised gang made off with thousands of euro worth of goods after targeting a number of businesses in Letterkenny on Saturday. One local business person tells us he believes more stores were targeted. A Letterkenny mother is left badly shaken after her three-year-old son was allegedly approached and given sweets by a man who hid in bushes in the Bernard Medinchy Town Park at the weekend. And we hear from local councillor and JPC committee chair Jerry McMonagall on that incident. Later in the bulletin, Oisín's here with sports news. That's coming up at around 5:15. But we begin with calls for a victims commissioner to support people affected by the troubles in the Republic. A survey by the Commission for Victims and Survivors in Northern Ireland shows 1 in 10 people in the Republic of Ireland could call themselves a victim of conflict in the north. 4% of those living south of the border have been bereaved as a result of the troubles. 7% say they were present at or witnessed a troubles-related incident. Northern Ireland Victims Commissioner Ian Jeffers says that can have lifelong impacts.
It's really important that we understand and support those individuals. Many thousands of people have moved on and have been able to, you know, effectively have a fulfilling life. But also many victims and survivors sit quietly by themselves and suffer. They don't have any support. And that's what we've got to do, north or south.
What's been described as an organised gang made off with thousands of euro worth of goods after targeting a number of businesses in Letterkenny on Saturday. The thefts occurred at Watson Hire, Ben Sweeney Euronics and Smith's Toy Store. Gardaí have confirmed that investigations are ongoing, but as of yet no arrests have been made. John Watson is appealing to businesses in the town to review their own CCTV footage from the weekend. He says two men and a woman were involved in the thefts from his store and he believes other premises were targeted.
I got a phone call from my son Owen that there had been three people in the shop and they had taken a substantial amount of stock and left in a grey car. Now the two gentlemen in question left the shop and drove off and they left the lady behind. Right. She stayed in the shop 5 minutes after and then they picked her up. But when I went and done some homework, it seems that Euronics in town had been hit as well and Smith's Toy Store had been hit. Fairly well organised. Came into the shop. We could see CCTV, obviously, and they browsed around. Don't look very suspicious looking, obviously, but they browsed around and picked up two items, just walked it out when the shop was very busy. They seemed to realise all the staff were tied up and just walked it out. From what I can gather, they hit Smith's Toys first, the retail park first. Yeah. Then the timeline, they seemed to have hit Ben Sweeney's, and then they came to us then. So I would encourage people to check their CCTV between 11 and 12. The photographs from my Facebook page, I would nearly guarantee we weren't the only three shops hit. If you've got CCTV scans, so your CCTV between 11 and 12 on Saturday morning, CCTV from a shop in Banton 2 weeks ago, that they'd done the same thing. Okay. Same girl, same two fellas, same car, and they were in Dundalk last week.
And that was John Watson speaking there to Greg Hughes on the 9 till noon show. A Letterkenny mother has been left shaken after her three-year-old son was allegedly approached and given sweets by a man in the Bernard Medinchy Town Park at the weekend. Emma's son became unsettled and when she went to investigate she found a pile of sweets accompanied by a note reading, "For kids from Santa," at the top of one of the slides within the play area. Her son told her that the man was hiding in the trees. Speaking on today's 9 till noon show, Emma said the man's behaviour was very unnerving.
Within 2 minutes, he was shouting, "Mammy, Mammy." So I kind of went up towards him that way because I thought maybe he didn't want to be on his own. And when I got there, I was helping the younger one climb up to go on the slide. And he kept saying to me, "We can't go down the slide. The sweets are there." And I said, "What are you on about, you know?" And he says, "I can't go down the slide because the sweets are there, Mammy. They're from Santa." Kind of just passing him off, thinking he's just chatting rubbish, you know. Mm-hmm. And he kept saying it and kept saying it. And I said, "Oh, where are the sweets?" So I climbed up myself and I looked in the slide and there was a whole bunch of Kinder chocolate sweets and bars and a note saying, "For kids from Santa." I knew to ask him because he can't read. So I said, "How do you know that they're from Santa?" And he said, "Because the man told me." And I said, "What man?" He says, "Oh, he's away into the trees there, Mummy." So I turned around and I kind of looked and, of course, he pit to your stomach. I kind of felt a bit sick and I thought, where is this man? I said, "What did he say to you?" He said, and look, and I turned out his pocket, his ingestion, what he did. mm-hmm. and says, all the sweets are gone now. They're all from Santa. I said, did he give you any chocolate? He says, yep. And I says, well, where is it? And he says, in my pocket. And he handed me out two bars. If you were going to be kind enough to give a child sweets, Greg, anybody would go approach a parent and say, you know, oh, would it be okay if, yeah. if he had a bar of chocolate, you know? If you don't hide in trees and speak to a child privately and then disappear into trees again.
And that was Emma speaking on the 9 till noon show. Well, local councillor Jerry McMonagall chairs the Donegal Joint Policing Committee. He says this is not an isolated incident. While CCTV is in operation at the park, councillor McMonagall is repeating calls for further resources to be placed there, including the employment of park wardens.
This isn't an isolated incident. Unfortunately, there's been a number of such complaints and concerns have been raised over this last number of years. And Emma's right, the park is a fantastic facility and it's being extended on now with the new adventure park. And it's growing and it's growing an attraction. It's bringing more and more people into the park. And at council level, like, I mean, we've pushed and we've got CCTV installed and hopefully the cameras will reveal something that that can be acted on. But we also have been looking for park wardens to be there on a permanent basis, to be there every day when the park is open. They assist and help mothers and people who are using the park and keep an eye on it generally. And they try and prevent this type of activity. I mean, the chocolate bars in the swing is so wrong in so many levels and so many concerning in so many levels. Like, you know, someone... A man in the bus is giving out chocolate to a child. It just doesn't bear thinking about. But even for an adult to give chocolate to a child without the permission of the parents is totally irresponsible.
And that was Councillor Jerry McMonagall. A man in his 20s is in hospital this evening after being shot in both legs in Derry last night. It happened just before 11:15 in the Marianas Park area of the city. The PSNI say two masked men are reported to have been involved. The victim was shot twice, once in each calf. His injuries are not believed to be life-threatening. The junior minister with responsibility for children and disability says she's aware there are significant staffing gaps across three children's development network teams in Donegal. Minister Anne Rabbitt recently visited the county to discuss various challenges in the area. With more, here's Ellen Butler.
Minister Anne Rabbitt has fully acknowledged the impact staffing shortages in Donegal North CDNT, Donegal East and Inishowen CDNT and Donegal South West CDNT are having on children and families. During a recent visit to the county, Minister Rabbitt met with members of Donegal North CDNT and HSC management to discuss the various challenges they face, including recruitment initiatives, vacancies and waiting lists, as well as how to tackle them. The minister has engaged with local HSC management in Donegal and CHO 1 generally and is fully supportive of the range of measures being initiated to enhance capacity, including trying to attract new graduates, establishing a bursary scheme, attending jobs fairs and outsourcing assessments to private providers. Minister Rabbitt is optimistic that success in these endeavours will see teams enhanced, capacity across the network teams increased and access to services developed.
The treatment of A-level results here for university admissions is disadvantaging students from Northern Ireland. That's according to a new ESRI study. Maximum admission points can only be achieved by students who take four A-levels. However, it's estimated that 96% of students in Northern Ireland only take three. Higher Education Minister Simon Harris says he wants to see students from the north being guaranteed places in universities down south.
If we can crack this, I think we can provide many opportunities. Like, this is now the year where there are ring-fenced places in Northern Ireland for students from this jurisdiction to study nursing and health and social care professions like speech and language therapy. From next September, they'll have ring-fenced places for medicine. There's no reason why we can't be as imaginative here as well. I think the most important thing coming out of the report today, and there are a number, is this issue of how we deal with A-level results in terms of the CAO process. And this week I will now write to all universities across the island of Ireland, committing myself to working with them. The solution does need to come from them. They're independent in their admissions process, but I will help them, including if that requires funding.
A 34-year-old man's been charged with a number of offences to appear before Derry Magistrates Court next month. The charges include dangerous driving, failing to stop for police, driving with excess alcohol in the breath, possession of Class A controlled drugs, possessing an article with a blade or point in a public place, failing to stop where an accident occurred, causing injury, failing to remain where the accident occurred, causing injury, and failing to report an accident whereby injury was caused. Long-awaited works have finally commenced on Dunfanaghy's new health centre. The €2.5 million development was to have been completed in 2020, but has faced many delays. Planning permission was granted in 2019. Once complete, the centre will replace the current dispensary and offer a range of HSC clinic services, including public health nursing, physiotherapy, occupational therapy and speech and language therapy. Well, Councillor Michael McClafferty is the Cathaoirleach of the Glenties Municipal District and lives in the Dunfanaghy area. He expects the centre to be operational within 18 months.
Well, they started clearing the site there a couple of months ago now at this stage, but the actual foundations started on Thursday, so that's very much welcomed for all of us that are all involved with. There were a lot of people have been involved in this project, to be fair, this last probably 20-odd years, Michaela, since they started calling for it first, maybe 25 years to be fair, from the very initial steps we're taking at the very beginning, from various people around the community, and sadly some of them no longer with us as we speak at the moment. But yes, it's very welcome, and hopefully now, going forward, now everything will go plain sailing now going forward for the builders, and that hopefully the weather will be on their side. I'd be hopeful in the next year or so should be more or less near completion, and then whatever time it takes then for the Dr. Stewart and his team, then Dr. Rory Stewart and his team, whatever time it takes for the transition then for them to get moved into it and so on, then obviously furniture get it out and various equipment and one thing and another will be needed. But I would be hoping in the near hand future, slightly over a year's time, 18 months' time, that centre should be hopefully be ready to be opened. I'm hoping. But it's great news for the Dunfanaghy area. It's great news for the people of Dunfanaghy, and I say, more importantly, it's great news for the people and the community that have fought, started the fight probably 25 years ago or so for this, and I say, today for those that are still here to see it now ongoing. It's great to see that their work has been carried on through.
Be prepared for training and match day with kit and other essentials from all the top names at Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure, sponsors of Sport on Highland. See michaelmurphysports.ie.
It's 5:15. Good evening, Oisin Kelly.
Thanks, Donal. We start with international women's football. Republic of Ireland captain Katie McCabe has admitted the fallout from the World Cup has been tough. The Arsenal star called on manager Vera Powell to make changes during Ireland's 0-0 draw with Nigeria. McCabe subsequently posted a zipped mouth emoji on social media after comments from Powell about the incident. But speaking to the media today, McCabe says the last number of weeks have been difficult.
Yeah, it's been tough, like, not going to lie. I feel like there's been a few unfair headlines, I would say. And this thing of Katie versus Vera, it's not a thing. As I said, we've spoken. She's wished us well, and I'll always be grateful of what Vera's given to Irish football.
Well, the Republic of Ireland had a training session today. Ahead of that, it was confirmed Republic of Ireland international Niamh Fahey will be out for at least 6 weeks. Eileen Gleeson, of course, in charge as interim manager. It was her first time to take the session today. Donegal's Tyler Toland was part of that session. The Donegal native, or the St Johnstone native, was recalled after a fallout with previous manager Vera Powell. Amber Barrett's also in the squad ahead of the game this coming weekend, with the Girls in Green play Northern Ireland at the Aviva Stadium on Saturday. There's one game tonight in the Premier League. Dara O'Shea and Josh Cullen could feature for Burnley as they travel to the City Ground to face Nottingham Forest. Kickoff is at 7:45. Burnley will be hoping for their first Premier League points of the season. They have already knocked out tonight's opponents out of the EFL Cup. That was back in August with a 1-0 win at the City Ground. But manager Vincent Kompany feels circumstances have now changed.
We looked at least equal in that game, but then they did 7 transfers on deadline day, so God knows what to expect now. But in the end, I think for us, the key thing is that we have so much margin to improve still.
Neil Warnock is leaving his position as Huddersfield boss, just 6 championship games into what was supposed to be a 1-year contract. The 74-year-old came out of retirement to save the club from relegation last season and stayed on in the summer. But Huddersfield say they want to move forward with long-term plans. Tommy Canning has resigned as manager of Derrickview. It's been a difficult opening to the start of the season, with the County Tyrone side having won just once in 7 games. Saturday's 6th defeat of the season came as they went down 4-2 away to Ards. Canning departs Derrickview with the club's second bottom in the Irish League Championship standings. Rassi Imaros says he won't be coming to Ireland to become the IRFU's new performance director. The South Africa director of rugby had been rumoured as a potential successor to David Nkafura. But in a press conference this afternoon, Erasmus denied he's in line for the job and insisted no talks with the IRFU have taken place. Meanwhile, Finlay Bielham is a doubt for Ireland's third match in Pool B at the World Cup. The tight head will have to complete the return-to-play protocols ahead of the clash with the South Africans in Paris. The coaching staff are expected to give a squad update tomorrow. There was Donegal success at the ANDO Irish National Singles Darts event at the weekend in County Clare. In the Irish ranking final, which was an all-Donegal affair, Adrian Devine faced off with Kieran McGiddy. Devine won a close encounter 6-4 to take the title. Then in the national singles section, McGiddy would have another great run by reaching the semi-finals. He lost 2-1 in sets to the eventual winner, Dean Finn. Adrian Devine and Alan Hegarty also reached the last 16. Finally, just looking ahead to tonight on Highland on the DL Debate the Championship. After the 7 o'clock news, Brendan Devaney will be joined by Barry Meehan and Maureen O'Donnell for a review of the club championship. Plus, in the life stories section, Brendan interviews 92 legend Tony Boyle. That's your sport, Donald.
Thank you very much indeed, Oisin. Donegal County Council is coming under pressure from councillors in the Inishowen Municipal District to ensure a water tanker is located in the peninsula. A tanker is currently on order. There have been calls for many years for such a resource to be provided in Inishowen to back up the fire service there. There was huge disappointment when a tanker was located in Letterkenny previously, the town having been identified by the council as the optimum location. Now, with the council believed to be awaiting the delivery of a second, Councillor Martin McDermott says there can be no question over where it should be located.
When we discussed this back a number of years ago and we brought motions to the council, it was ourselves here in this peninsula, together, all the nine councillors, and I brought a motion forward to full council that a water tanker needed to be delivered here to the peninsula because we're so vast of an area to cover. And the fact that, you know, in a lot of parts of rural Inishowen, there isn't the capability and the water infrastructure's not there for the fire brigade. And we had a couple of incidents where that was the case, and that what brought that forward. We didn't get the water tanker, but we do feel now that there is negotiations and talk of another one being ordered and or has been ordered. If that is the case, that there's another tanker on its way, it has to come to Inishowen this time because it was very, very unfair the last time that it didn't, because we were the peninsula that put it forward and we were the ones that pushed to get it ordered.
Grocery inflation is still measured at 11.5%, well above the average for the economy. Figures from Kantar show the cost of products in supermarkets continued to rise over the past 3 months. The rate at which property prices increased across the country slowed to 1.5% in the 12 months to June. The border region, which covers Donegal, Cavan, Leitrim, Monaghan and Sligo, bucks the national trend, with property prices up 2.2%. CSO figures show the median house price in Donegal was €176,000. When looking at air code areas in the county, Letterkenny had the highest average prices at €185,000, followed by the Donegal MD at €178,000 and Lifford at €160,000. The 2023 Tip O'Neill Irish Diaspora Awards have honoured three people for their contributions to the diaspora. The annual event recognises people's outstanding contributions to society, culture, healthcare, the arts and business. This year, John T. Freese, a member of the American Donegal Diaspora, and Nobel winner Dr. William C. Campbell received Tip O'Neill Awards for their work. Caroline McLaughlin, a native of Buncrana, who's dedicated her career to building community relationships and supporting programmes for the benefit of fellow diaspora communities and disadvantaged communities, was also honoured, and she spoke on today's 9 till noon show.
It's a huge honour because it's local recognition, right, for someone who's from Buncrana originally, and who is away abroad, still very proud of their roots and very much flying that flag and using their platform for good. So it's very much something I'm very proud of, to have recognition from home.
A number of weather warnings have been issued for the coming days. Met Éireann is forecasting potentially heavy rain in parts as well as very strong winds. With more detail, here's Ben Finnegan.
The first of the warnings will take effect from midnight tonight, a status yellow rain alert. It will be in place for the western half of the country until the early hours of Wednesday morning. Met Éireann says Clare, Cork, Kerry, Limerick, Tipperary, Donegal and Connacht can expect heavy and persistent showers. While a number of similar wind alerts will also be in place between tomorrow and Wednesday evening. The first will run in West Galway and Kerry from 5 p.m. tomorrow, while in the early hours of Wednesday morning there will be a similar warning for Cork, Waterford, Wexford and Wicklow, as well as Donegal and Mayo.
And looking at the hours to come, bright spells and scattered showers for the rest of today, some of them heavy, cool and breezy in moderate to fresh and gusty westerly winds, strong at time near windward coasts, scattered showers at first tonight with clear spells, rain and drizzle spreading from the southwest overnight, turning heavy in places, moderate southwest winds will be fresh to strong and gusty at first near coasts, but winds will ease everywhere, coolest earlier in the night with lows of 8 to 10 degrees Celsius. Tomorrow, cloudy and damp with outbreaks of rain and drizzle, heavy in places. That'll become more persistent as the day goes on, during the evening in particular. Highs tomorrow afternoon, 16 to 17 degrees. And as Ben said, they're becoming windy everywhere tomorrow afternoon. Fresh to strong and gusty southwest winds extending from the south, with gales developing near the west coast. Looking at the main stories, there are calls for a victims commissioner to support people affected by the troubles in the Republic. A survey by the Commission for Victims and Survivors in Northern Ireland shows 1 in 10 people in the Republic could call themselves victims of the conflict in the north. What's been described as an organised gang made off with thousands of euro worth of goods after targeting a number of businesses in Letterkenny on Saturday. It's understood they had previously operated in other parts of the country. At least 3 shops were targeted and 1 local shop owner believes more may have been victims. A Letterkenny mother says she's been left shaken after her 3-year-old son was allegedly approached and given sweets by a man in the Bernard Badlinchy Town Park at the weekend. Her son became unsettled, and when she investigated, she found a pile of sweets on a slide accompanied by a note reading, "For kids from Santa." And a man in his 20s remains in hospital after being shot in both legs in Derry. It happened just before 11:15 last night in the Marianas Park area. The PSNI say 2 masked men are reported to have been involved. He was shot twice, once in each calf. His injuries are not life-threatening. That's Highland Radio News. We're back with news headlines at 6 o'clock. Until then, from the news team, have a very good evening. The obituary notices for this Monday evening, the 18th of September. The death has taken place of James Harkin, Big Jim, Glebe, Clonmany. Funeral arrangements to be confirmed later. The death has occurred of Frank Shovlin, Crumlin, Ardra. His remains will repose at McCabe's funeral premises tomorrow evening from 6 o'clock to 8 o'clock. Funeral from there on Wednesday morning to the Church of the Holy Family, Ardra, for funeral mass at 11 o'clock, followed by interment in the adjoining cemetery. The death has taken place of Daniel Danny Blair, Upper Door, Bunbeg, originally from Glasgow. His remains are reposing at his late residence with rosary at 8 p.m. House private pleas from 10 p.m. to 11 a.m. Funeral mass tomorrow in St Mary's Church, Derry Beg, at 12 noon, with interment afterwards in Maharagallan Cemetery. The funeral mass can be viewed live on Kieran Rorty, Funeral Director's Facebook page. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu of desired to the Donegal Hospice and Donegal Cancer Flights and Services, care of any family member, or Kieran Rorty, Funeral Director. The death has taken place of John Curran, Mina Vanahan, Quigley's Point. His remains are reposing at his home. Funeral from there on Wednesday morning at 10:15, going to St Columba's Church, Drung, for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass, with interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Family time, please, from 11 p.m. to 10 a.m. and on the morning of the funeral. The funeral mass can be viewed live on stcolumbasdrung.net. The death has taken place of Susan Blacken, 10, Castle View, Newton Stewart. Susan's remains are reposing at her late residence. Funeral from there tomorrow morning, leaving at 10:15 for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass in St Eugene's Church, Glenoch, with burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. And the death has taken place of Barbara Byrne, 16, West Hill, Letterkenny, and formerly of Drimmacanoe, Church Hill and Wensbury, England. Her remains are reposing at her daughter Noelle Ryan's residence at West Hill, Letterkenny. House private pleas to family, extended family, neighbours and friends. Removal to St Columba's Church, Glenswilly, at 10:15 tomorrow morning for 11 o'clock Mass, with interment afterwards in the family plot in Temple Douglas Cemetery. Family flowers only, please. For more details regarding wakes and funerals, please go to highlandradio.com.